Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, who is currently on sabbatical in California. His preaching today is entitled, The Profound Purpose of Lament.
A reading from the book of Job. Job spoke, saying, Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Are not his days those of hirelings? He is a slave who longs for the shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. So I have been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. If in bed I say, When shall I arise? Then the night drags on. I am filled with restlessness until the dawn. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle. They come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's first reading from the fifth Sunday of Ordinary Time is a lamentation, as we know it to be the passionate expression of grief or sorrow. The book of Job always gives us an opportunity to pour out our hearts before God. Of course, God knows it all, long before we ever lament. But the expression of the lament itself becomes therapeutic, not for God, but for us. It's not something that God needs or requires, but it is very helpful to us to simply pour out our hearts so as to actually listen to ourselves lamenting, in the chance that within the lament, a grace is waiting to be discovered and clung to. I actually believe that we cannot adequately praise until we can own and express our heartbreaks. And if not our own, then those of humanity. For example, those of the Ukrainians, of the Israelis, of the Palestinians, of migrants, of any in the world who are trapped in a living hell, those beside whom we walk, those among whom we choose intentionally to accompany. At first hearing, this reading may sound depressing, like such a downer. Instead, I suggest we see it as a stepping stone toward praise. As I said above, I don't believe we can adequately praise until we can own and express our heartbreaks and those of the suffering people of the world. In some ways, I think that praise without an awareness of our laments and our lamentations could be superficial and too shallow. In today's reading, Job's lament is singular, that of an individual. However, today's world is crying out. Today's world is screaming a gigantic communal lament, seeking our solidarity in expressing human heartbreak, that we may lament our way toward a grace waiting to be discovered and clung to. This idea was brought home to me as a composer of sacred song a number of years ago. I belong to a group in the United States called the Liturgical Composers Forum, and it is a gathering of American composers of liturgical music for all the publishing houses that meets every January. A good number of years ago at our annual gathering, the keynote speaker gave a presentation on lamentation, on the power of lamentation in our prayer and to us in our songs. And actually, she challenged us directly. And in a rather stunning way, she said, composers have watered down scriptural texts in an attempt to create happier songs. She said, you are denying people the chance to lament through your music. You are not ministering enough in your music to assist people to pour out their hearts. I was shocked by what she said, but it also proved to be an outstanding wake-up call for me. Our song should assist people to not only praise, but to pour out their hearts. And then through that pouring out, through that lament, find the grace waiting to be discovered. May we not be afraid to lament as individuals, as communities, as the world, in hopes of finding light through lament. Thank you, Job, for your example. For your example of lament, for your example of faith. May this reading awaken us to the profound purpose of lament. Thank you.